So what is the threat of load shedding on agriculture? Executive Director at AgriSA is Christo van der Reede on the line to us from Pretoria. Farming is a high-tech business nowadays, Christo, and electricity is unfortunately a key component of high-tech.
Hi, good evening, Bruce, and good evening to all of your listeners. Yes, no, the agriculture sector is facing quite a challenge. This load shedding, especially level 6, is playing havoc, and it has a major impact on our irrigation farmers, major impact on our abattoirs, and the entire cooling storage facilities and so forth. So yes, it's becoming a challenge.
I mean, and this is not something you can solve with a generator. You're not just running the farm dairy with 5 cows and 5 buckets. I mean, you could have 400 or 500 cows. You could have an enormous dairy operation that needs the milking equipment to be operating, the refrigeration to be working absolutely perfectly, the ability to clean all of that equipment in between the milk deliveries, etc., etc., etc. It's that sort of complexity that, you know, a couple of solar PV things doesn't help deliver you, unfortunately, because it's a massive drain of electricity.
Indeed. And remember now, it's not all farmers. There are a handful of farmers who do have the money to install large-scale solar facilities as well as big generators. And farmers spend millions and millions of rands on this. But to a very large extent, we still remain reliant on Eskom to a very large extent. And take, for example, the Western Cape. It's winter down there, and we've seen how the winter has moved into KZN. And then your solar panels serve no purpose, because if it's rainy, if it's cloudy, then there's no sun. And then you sit with a massive problem.
So what is the implication then in terms of food security and food production? I mean, is it serious enough yet to start waving a flag and saying if this carries on much longer, we're going to lose X percent of Y crop or Z commodity?
Look, we don't want to be alarmist because we are part of a global village. You can import food as well, but obviously at a cost. But your South African farmers face a challenge. Because what do you do if you face load shedding up to 8 hours? Then you lose out on your water quota, you lose out on your irrigation schedule. Your farmers have now to work during the night to do work that they were supposed to do during the day. And all of those things add to your cost. And at the end of the day, you'll have to now decide, you know, rather cut down either on producing more or plant more hectares, or you'd rather take the punch and reduce it, and that will eventually have a spillover impact on availability of food on the market.
Yeah, it's a big concern, isn't it? And I mean, farming is unfortunately far more large scale than it was in 1994. I think in 1994 we had 140,000 registered farmers on the land. Now 40,000 commercial farmers run, you know, greater tracts of land ever before. This is a massive industrial process. This isn't aiming and hoping that, you know, you'll produce something this year. This is essential that large scale agriculture is able to produce at scale.
Remember, your local markets and your global markets are not going to have sympathy with you. They've got an agreement that you will deliver your carrots 200 days for the year. You will deliver your meat X amount of days for the year. And that's how the entire system works. If you cannot deliver, then you actually in breach of the contract that you've concluded with them. And then what do people do? They'd rather go find other suppliers. Your other big problem, obviously, sits with your markets in Joburg and Pretoria. You've got ripening facilities and all kinds of cold storage facilities. And if there's no electricity, then the farmer and the agent who puts that product on the market lose out, because your bananas, your apples, suddenly gets ripe overnight, where if it would have been in the cold storage facility for a couple of days, then it goes to the shelves of the shops, and it will last there for another couple of days before it's got rotten. Now you run the risk of losing your bananas, your apples, your vegetables, due to the fact that your ripening facilities, cold storage facilities, are not working.
It's a big concern. Christoph Andereta, thank you for highlighting it. The Executive Director at Agri SA.